Good morning. I've only got a couple children here this morning, so I might have you all be children. And you are all children of God anyway. That's right, you're one of them. Yeah, okay. Let us center ourselves for worship. I invite you to stand, to turn toward the center, and watch the light of Christ as it comes into our midst. Thank you.
It is in this turning or reorienting ourselves toward the holy that is the essence of our season of Lent. What we pay attention to is what we are formed by. So let us continue this season of listening, of hearing that still, small voice, and finding our true selves. Please be seated. Sacred texts connect the breath of God with our own aliveness. God blew breath into us at creation, and we continue to breathe all of creation in and out of our bodies constantly. The early church also believed that breath and spirit were one in the same. How might the meditative practice of paying attention to our breath be in and of itself, a prayer connection to God? When we embrace our bodies as the holy vessel of God, we become even more our true selves, which has been there all along. Choir. To sit quietly in the silence without any expectation of what you ought to be thinking. Don't worry about sounds from children or colds. Simply let them float into and out of your attention. And if you find it difficult to settle your thoughts, contemplate the suggestions in your bulletin. Please join me in the examine prayer with responses that are printed in your bulletin. For that which then I thought was right,
have mercy, God.
For that which now I regret,
forgive me, God.
For that which hence I know not what to do,
guide me, God.
Come and rest, come and listen. Know that grace, forgiveness, and guidance are available to you at each and every moment that we turn to receive them. Thanks be to God. Please join the choir in singing Come and Rest. The music is in the insert in your bulletin. Our opening hymn, Breathe on Me, Breath of God, number 420 in the red hymnal.
Up to the front of the church. Do you want to come up, Abner? Do you want to come up with Grandma and Grandpa? You don't want to come up at all? Okay, that's all right. Okay. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble today, huh? Okay. Yeah, you scoot so you can see. But Abner, I want you to do this back there, okay? Okay. Do you know how to breathe in and out? If I say breathe in, can you do it?
Not really. We mostly sniff.
We mostly sniff. Okay. I bet Abner knows how to do it, don't you think? Hi. Yeah. Do you know how to breathe in and out? If I say breathe in, do you know what that means? Okay? Okay. Breathe in. Breathe out. Should we have everyone help us with that? Okay, everyone. Breathe in. Breathe out. You think that's fun? Yeah, we need oxygen. Did you know that? We need oxygen so that we can live. But it's not only us that needs oxygen. I want to show you this. Okay. Okay. I've got a candle. And okay. So it's lit. Okay. And when that's lit, it's like we're taking in breath. Okay. Do you know how to blow out breath too? Okay. Okay. So we'll breathe in.
Breathe out. Did you see it? We breathe in. Okay. So we breathe in. Breathe out. Oh, there it went. Yes. Okay. Just like we all need oxygen to breathe, we all need also people who care. And there's some things in the world that are really need. Do you want to try it again? Okay. Okay, we're going to breathe in. Breathe out. All right, there we go. Yeah. So I think that there's some things in this old world that need some oxygen. I think there's some things that need some light. Do you know what any of those things might be? In the whole world, let me think. Do you always have enough food to eat? Do you have enough food to eat? Oh, you light the candles, don't you? They both light the candles. Okay, does everyone have enough food to eat? I think that there's some people who need food to eat. So we want to light a candle, and that's like oxygen in their world. Now, I need some other people to help me with some of the needs in the world. Got to do it faster than that. Okay, shout out, please.
Safety and peace.
Safety and peace. What?
Clothes.
Clothes. Yeah. I've got a better way to do this. Okay, here we go. Okay, what else do we need in this world? Homes. Other people. God.
Friends.
Oh, I heard that one. Okay.
Music.
What?
Music.
Amen. Yes, we do need music. Kindness.
Nature.
All we need is love.
Oh, all we need is love. One more.
Family.
Okay. Okay, so these, oops. Yep. There. Okay, so now we've got all of these things that we need. And so what I'm going to do is invite anyone who wants to come in during the week to light a candle for the need in the world. It might be for something that for an individual, it might be for world needs, but that's what it's for. And so now I need you guys to blow these candles out for me this morning, okay? And with each time we blow it out, we say, thank you, God, okay? Might need to get closer. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, God.
Can you reach them? I'll put over.
Hello? Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you for coming up here and praying with us.
And now the choir will sing. Please join me in Psalms 33, 3 through 6, 20 through 22, with responses that are printed in your bulletin. Sing to God a new song. Play your best with joyful shouts, because the Lord's word is right.
God's every act is done in good faith.
God loves righteousness and justice. The Lord's faithful love fills the whole earth. The skies were made by the Lord's word.
All their starry multitudes by the breath of God's mouth.
We put our hope in the Lord. God is our help and our shield. Our hearts rejoice in God.
Because we trust God's holy name.
Lord, let your faithful love surround us.
Because we wait for you.
Again, this week we are going to hear the scripture in a shortened Lectio Divina, which means divine reading. We'll hear the scripture read once, and we'll let that resonate for a bit while we listen to the choir, and think about what words pop out for you, what phrases, and then we will hear it again following the choir's hymn, choir song.
Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28 and 38 through 39. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. And we know that in all things God works for good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
When we quiet ourselves enough to listen and hear God, not just ask him for things, but to listen to what he has to say to us, we breathe in his presence and we exhale his works, forgiveness, grace, so many good things. That's what this song is about.
So many lives are empty, so many walk alone, weary, sad, and longing for home.
Reaching out for something they cannot seem to find. Lord, let your love
Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words, and God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
That's good news all on its own. Sure is. Our breathing in and our breathing out is something that we don't think about very often, because that's how we're created. We're created to breathe in and breathe out. And it's so automatic that we don't think about it until something challenges that breathing in and breathing out. I remember how my father-in-law struggled with COPD. He was a farmer and had been in silos at times that he maybe shouldn't have been. And he also smoked. And so the last years of his life were with oxygen going as far as he could, being tethered to that pipe or that tubing. Gordon Davis moved back to town this past week. He got here on Thursday. I got a call yesterday that he's in the hospital in Madison. He was having chest pains and shortness of breath. And he thought he was having a heart attack. That's not what was going on, but they don't know what exactly it was at this point. But if you've ever had that shortness of breath and that tightness in your chest, you'll remember how it is that you struggled to get the oxygen in that your body needs. And not quite so serious or imminent seriousness is breathlessness when we walk up a flight of stairs, or breathlessness comes quickly if we decide to run. I never have been able to understand how runners can do that. But their bodies are able to do that exchange of air so seemingly effortlessly. I worked with a woman who had asthma, and this would have been 35 years ago, and I know that they have new medications for asthma that make breathing easier when you've got that. But there were times that I would almost panic for her because something happened and she could not get air in. Her lungs were closing up and she couldn't get the oxygen that she needed to continue. She always did, but it was that fear that she couldn't do that. And then we can look at television, and the most recent one that I saw was people in China, in the large cities in China, going to and from work and wearing the masks, because the air is so toxic that it destroys lungs. All of that which we need for life. And then we've also got all kinds of idioms that we use when it comes to our breathing. If you get a forceful blow in your abdomen, you get the wind knocked out of you. Some of you may have experience that. Someone who's domineering and overwhelming might be said to suck the air out of the room. Or we meet someone and something just clicks between the two of you or us, and they just take our breath away. When we are discouraging to people, we cause someone to lose hope or the will to continue. We knock the wind out of their sails. This oxygen, this air that our bodies need to live is important to us. And the reading speaks this morning about that. But the reading from Romans includes some of the most familiar and comforting words that we have from the Apostle Paul. The Spirit intercedes for us with sighs that are too deep for words. We know all things work together for those who love God. Because God is for us, who can be against us? And then that which closed the scripture this morning, nothing, absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nearly every one of these sentences is a new way that states the promise that God has not and God will not abandon us, not in the past, not in the present, not in the future. Each of these sentences speaks about God's love that just bursts forth into action through time. Let me go back. The Spirit intercedes for us with sighs that are too deep for words. We've all sighed from time to time. We've all seen someone sigh. And that sigh says so much more than the regular breath. In this case, the sigh is tied to our inability to speak what we want to speak. You know, we are fearlessly and wondrously made, and we have very complex, each one of us is a very complex organism. And we know how vital it is that we not only can breathe in and out, but we know that the breath, every breath that we take, means that we continue to live. When oxygen is withheld, we no longer live. I heard one time, I want you to do this with me again. I want you to take a breath in. And as you hold it, just before you start letting it out, I've heard that, let it out, that's where we find God. That's one of the places that we discover God, because were it not for that in and that out, we wouldn't be living. God is there. Because in the inhalation and exhalation, without that, we do not have life. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. And the Spirit speaks when we don't have words. And sometimes when we do have words, the Spirit is going to speak for us, because the Spirit knows the will of God. And the Spirit will pray to God for that which we need. We named some of our needs this morning. And our problem is not that we know what we need, but we don't always know the difference between what we want and what we need. and we don't know how to ask for it. In the midst of our confusion, in the midst of our unknowing, the Spirit intercedes, prays for us, aligning God's will with a prayer that we might live and fulfill the will of God. And that doesn't just happen in the present. The past tells the same story of God's intention for creation in Christ being the firstborn within a very large family, a family that includes us. God always had in mind something different for us, something beyond the decaying creation of which we are a part. God didn't intend that in the beginning, we're told. God always intended to create something that is eternal. We were made in the image of God, so now God has made a plan through Jesus Christ by which we human beings are created again to reflect God's Son, Jesus. Past and present, God is also future. And that future involves our difficulties. A part of the scripture that was not read is Paul saying, "For your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered." Now, when Paul talked about suffering and when he named those things for which we suffer, he was likely talking about himself, about some of what he had faced in following Jesus. Suffering was not to be just endured, and it wasn't meant that we would be stoic about it, but he says that we are more than conquerors. We don't suffer in ignorance, because we know that this is not our true self. Our true self is that image of God in which we were created. God and Christ are fully involved in the suffering in this world. We see that in and through Christ. And in that we learn again of God's solidarity with us. There's nothing that sin and death can do that is permanent. It's a momentary affliction, because we have the present oneness with God. This is a promise to us. It's a promise to those who are hungry now. It's a promise to those who don't have clothing now. It's a promise to those who are imprisoned now. It's a promise to all of us who need to be set free, some in body, some in spirit, some in mind. If we have anything that is keeping us in our prisons, that promise is for us. God's actions, past, present, and future, on our behalf, speak to us of a compassionate love from which nothing can separate us. If God is in that space, that tiny little moment when we breathe in and before we breathe out, If God is there, then God is with us always. This is the testimony of the saints who have gone before us. And when we find our breath, when we discover what it is we need, we always discover God. I hope that during this week to come, as each of us breathes in and breathes out. Now again, a lot of times we're just going to be totally unaware that our body's doing that for us. But let there be times that we are aware of the life that we are given through breath. And then become aware again of God's presence with us. Let us find our breath. Amen.
God gives us all kinds of opportunities to share from our bounty for the ministries of this church and the church in the world. Let us joyfully receive our morning offering. Thank you.
us pray together. Lord, receive our gifts and our lives. Call all of these blessings to work for you in this world, which you have loaned to us for safekeeping. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Meet us here, O God, breath of life, fullness of life. We are not always sure how it is that we should pray. And so we are grateful that your Spirit intercedes for us. Grateful that nothing can separate us from your love. We gather here today, coming from different experiences, to hear your word of healing love. We offer our prayers for our friends and our family, those who are in need of healing and forgiveness. Help us that we would not withhold ourselves from you. Help us to have a right relationship with you, that we would not see ourselves as insignificant, and not too significant for your kingdom. Help us to have a right picture. Help us to remember that you poured out your love on us, that you give to us seeds of hope and compassion. Help us to be those people who are so confident in your presence that we would dare to step out in faith, that we would work for you in places of need and strife, that we would witness to your love in all that we do, that we would proclaim your presence with our mouths and our actions. Give us guidance. Give us your forgiveness. And give us your courage. As a fire is meant for burning, so we are meant to love with every breath. Help us to know that at any time we want to know your Spirit, we have only to tune into the breath of life which comes from you. Hear all that we lift to you this morning. We join this prayer with all that have been offered up to you, and we pray together the prayer of Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Would you now turn to hymn number 3146 in the green hymnal, O Breath of Life. Now, as you move out into the world, hold on to that which is happening on the outside and inside, dear. Love what comes across your path, for that will teach you. Cherish the struggle that stirs in your gut, for how it will guide you. And know that all people carry within them the essence of the divine, a holy wisdom given at birth. Listen every day until we meet again. Get quiet enough to hear the still small voice and to find your own. And may the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer be with you all. And all God's people say, Amen. And would you turn toward the center aisle again as the light of Christ is taken out, and we will sing Shalom, the lectern side first and the pulpit side second. Christ with your neighbors as you move out into the world. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine.
Okay, good. Oh, take some flowers. I forgot to do the announcements. Hi, tell me you stopped at Bob.
Yeah, exactly.
Want some flowers? I forgot to announce it. You want some flowers? Want some flowers? They're free. Yeah. Oh, they got singles. Wow. Wonderful. Thank you. Flowers? Where are all these flowers from? Oh, I forgot to announce. They're from Dave and Judy. There's a florist who, these are left from Valentine's Day, so they've got like 8 buckets of them, so take some. Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
Good morning.
Take some flowers. Have some flowers. I forgot to make any announcement. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can read them in there.
Yeah, okay. Good morning.
I do.
Good.
You wouldn't believe me. I'm sitting here wondering, gee, I don't hear too well today. I forgot my earrings. But you know I heard you.
Okay.
I can't believe it. There was things I missed out today.
Okay, I tried to focus today. But